generally, the baiting that's done in Western Australia is the aerial baits, which covers more kind of the forested, large forest areas. But then they also do some ground baiting, and this is also done in rural areas.
And what exactly are the baits? Is it a kind of chemical?
Yes, the poison we use is 1080, which is interesting in that it occurs naturally in native plants that are found in Western Australia specifically.
And Shannon, can you talk us through why this process of baiting isn't working?
It's not so much that it's not working. It's the work that I did as part of my PhD. I was just interested to see whether or not the baits that are distributed specifically around quokka sites were actually going to be taken by foxes, which is the species that we're trying to target with the baiting. And that's when I found that there's quite a high intake of baits by native species. And this is a bit of an issue because we've got native species are eating them all, then they're not going to be available for foxes.
When native species are eating them, is it doing any harm to those native species?
No. So in Western Australia, because the native species have evolved with plants that have a 1080 poison within them, they are able to build up a bit of a tolerance. So WA species often can eat quite a few of the baits and be fine.
Okay, so you've essentially got your 1080 scattered around the place, and instead of being eaten by foxes, which would stop foxes, you've got them eaten by native species, which doesn't do them any harm at all.
Yes, that's kind of the problem. So, a fox could eat one bait and for a lethal effect, whereas something like a quokka may be able to eat, 30 or 40 baits.
So what is the solution when we look at it in a way of, can we still use 1080?
I think in Western Australia, 1080 is going to be our best option because it's quite targeted towards invasive species, so foxes and cats. We know that we can put a bait out and that it can kill a fox, and we know that if a non-target species does take it, then there's going to be less of an effect on those animals.
And so what percentage of the bait is being consumed by foxes themselves?
We don't really know actual numbers of what's been taken. That's kind of the work that I'm interested in doing, is looking at how many are we actually kind of knocking down foxes, but also ways that we can change the bait presentation to try and either keep non-target species off them, so making them averse to the baits, or presenting them in a different way so the foxes are going to have more of a chance to be able to get them and the non-target species can't.
And how would they be presented in more of a different way?
So I'm testing a couple of different ideas, so either burying them, putting them or suspending them, and also maybe wrapping them up. So the idea being that they're not easily, so a suspended bait, for example, is going to be higher off the ground. A non-target species potentially is going to have less of an opportunity to be able to get it, whereas a fox or a cat could come in, and, or a fox more specifically, can come in and get it.